Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
It was on this day 10 years ago when police opened fire, killing 34 striking mine workers at Marikana in Northwest Province. 78 people were left wounded, more than 250 people arrested. Joining me on the line now is Thabang Maluleka. He is the General Secretary of the Marikana Community Unemployment Forum. Thabang, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
A very good morning and blessed morning to you and all listeners.
I imagine it's always a very difficult day, this day on the calendar for the community of Marikana. It's a decade since the incident took place. What do you think the community will be waking up to this morning?
This morning, the community will be going all out to go and celebrate the lives of the lost soldiers that we had who were fighting for their financial freedom during the strike of 2016.
The forum that you are speaking on behalf of is the Community Unemployment Forum. Unemployment continues to be a major challenge for the community of Marikana, doesn't it?
Yes, it's a major challenge at the moment. It's because all things they are not going the right way. We tried to register some organizations which will help our youth because they went through a lot of trauma since massacre of Marikana, and those registered organizations will help them to uplift them with the skills and the trainings that they will need for the future.
What do you think needs to happen and happen with a sense of urgency to address issues of unemployment in Marikana?
Yes, I agree with that. What we are looking forward to the next coming years, we really want to see Marikana having the information center whereby each and every person will access the information that they need at the right time.
Absolutely. How do we forge a future for the community in Marikana? How do we ensure a prosperous sort of society in Marikana? Ultimately, people paid with their lives in order to fight for an improvement in working conditions, better job opportunities, and better pay. And a decade later, that is not what has been achieved.
Yeah, it's a very difficult situation for us as Marikana communities because those people, they were mine workers fighting for their financial freedom. So for us, it left us with a very big problem because now there is nothing that we are getting out of, like, from the government, the subsidies, they don't, like, do anything for us.
The president has promised time and time again that he'll come to visit the community of Marikana. Will he be welcome?
Yes, he will be welcomed. He will be welcomed just because it's been a while since he visited this site.
And what does the community want to hear from the president?
We want to hear what is his plan on transforming Marikana to make it a better place for all of us and for the coming future youth so that they can be able to access each and every thing that they will be needing by that time.
You'll get a lot of attention today as a community. There'll be events planned and executed in Marikana as the day unfolds. What, if anything, are you looking forward to the most today, Thabang?
The thing that I'm looking for the most today, I would like to see those families of the people who lost their lives during the struggle being recognized, and the government helping them with whatever that they need. Just because others, they were breadwinners, others, they were fathers, they left kids behind who they won't be able to support themselves. So if they can help us and strategize on how we are going to work, going further with this issue of unemployment, then we will be on the same page.
All right. Thabang Maluleka, thank you very much for your time. The General Secretary of the Marikana Community Unemployment Forum. We have a full Eyewitness News team, which will be on the ground in Marikana today. Teto Mahlakwana, Nolukanya Mdambo, and Nkosikona Duma will all be reporting live from Marikana.